This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay, so we're holding here in, I think, Eidam Rabbi Yochanan, Eidam Rabbi Yochanan, or Tanikam Rabbi Yochanan?
That's what we got, Eidam Rabbi Yochanan.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So we have here the next member. Oid Sham Amr Bechnan. The Goyim Abanim Eini Yisurim Shal Ava. The Goyim Loi Bechulu. Amr Bechnan Kol Mi Shesh Le Achas Midal Dmaris The Goyim Alola Eino Mizbeach Kapara. Mizbeach Kapara Havi Yisurim Shal Ava Loi Havi. So the Gemara says over here that there are two types of Yisurim. There's Yisurim Shal Ava, and there's Mizbeach Kapara. And Negoyim are they're Mizbeach Kapara, but they're not Yisurim Shal Ava. V'yiboyseim l'kasha lo nov lehu, the difference whether we're talking about it's Yisrael or outside, whether Negoyim are chal or not, whether it has any halachas ramifications. V'yiboyseim abitzinyo fahesya. V'ubanim loy. Rabbi Yechon would carry on the bone of his 10th child and so on. So the Gemara is mechalik between Yisurim that one would call Yisurim Shal Ava to other types of Yisurim that are not part of Yisurim Shal Ava. That's the chiluk.
Hello?
Yes, who is that, Ephraim?
Sorry, I didn't. Did I miss the beginning?
We started a second ago. So we're holding over here in Kufay Vav in Siva Yisurim, and we have here a chiluk between a ischalkus between Mizbeach Kapara and Yisur Shal Ava. So I want to talk a little bit about this. Obviously, it's very befitting Erev Yom Kippur to talk about this inyan over here about Mizbeach Kapara part. In other words, he says he's telling us that there's Yisurim Shal Ava, which we explained meant it brings a person to Chayim Madrega because it's mezachich the person's chomer. It's Memayit, Mizach Tachoma, and that helps him get to Hayadaga. So in the piece before we learned that the Sholosh Matanas doesn't go to Shporch Yisrael, Vikulon Lenosan de Yisurin. And we explained that by its nature, the more Chomri a person is, the more difficult it is for him to have Tavarim Ruchniyim, and through this process, a person becomes Mizdachich and he Zeichet to Tavarim Dara Ruchniyim. How do we understand Mizbeach Kapara? So the Pashup Sat would have thought Mizbeach Kapara is the same type of thing, and you do find mention of it. It's at the end of the day, the Maral says in different places that the Mizbeach Kapara aspect is that the person is sort of a the person is it's the chelik ha-chomri of the person that has affected his. It has affected his maisim because the person mitzaris ruchnias is not a choita, and this is sort of addressing it's sort of helping be memayet the chomer, but over, so it could be understood as a result of a same type of area, but here you see a chiluk. Here you see there are certain yisurim that are appropriately av and certain yisurim not. You could say that the difference is, in other words, we're just trying to get extra credit and sort of make a person a higher madrega mitzad the zichuch of his guf. It's so certain types of yisurim wouldn't be nogea, like he says over here. If it's a type of yisurim that's merachik a person and it makes a person not be able to go to tzibur and so on and so forth, it doesn't make sense. That is something that is shayach to understand. But I think that it goes a lot deeper and it goes a lot more There's a much deeper nekuda here in understanding what exactly is the point of this. So let me read a maral in a Siva Tshuva. And just excuse me one second, I have to get the safe. I didn't have the safe before.
So is this a quick question before you read it?
Yeah, what's the question?
Is the Yisurim Shel Ava, is that Mamai the Chomer? Is that the
Hagdara? Yes, the Hagdara is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to have a Kesha with the person, a deeper Kesha, and the person's Chomer is in the way, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mimayat the Chomer to make him more passable, to get to higher Daga. That's the understanding of the Pashta, understanding of that. In the Siva Tshuva, so the Maral speaks about the Chilukei Kaparos and the Braisa that says that there are Dal Chilukei Kapara. And the Dal Chilukei Kapara, Shemati Dal Chilukei Kapara, Shem Shmuel Derish, and he says the tshuva is necessary for each one, and you have Krisus, you have Esei, Losasei, which is Yom Kippur's Mechapa. Avad Adam al Krisus Mises Bes Nevasa Tshuva, Tshuva Yom Kippur Toilim, V'Yisurim Memarkin. So you have Yisurim come into the picture at Krisus Mises Besen. And Mishesh Ril Hashem B'Yodoy, Yisurim is also not enough, you have Misa. So the first one, Essay is Tshuva alone, Losa Essay is Yom Kippur, Krisus Mises Besen needs Yisurim, and Ril Hashem is Misa is Mechapa. So the Maral speaks about, explains Asin Losa, say, then he says, increases Mrs. Bezen. He says, Vize kal yede krisis of Mrs. Bezen, Mesrach na Shainsburg, Achu bal heder. Ki krisis of Mrs. Bezen, Chayam le Misa. Vim kein en kerben kipon le chape, Shain kipon me chape, Rak oisem shen Mesrach na Shainsburg, Adi prisis achet, Vim kipur me asif hamruchakim. So Chazal say over here that we're having some problems here with connection. Okay, we're on.
Yeah, we're back.
Okay, I see that was a getter of Paruch Nishmoson. We just lost everybody in one shot. So it says here that for Kuris and Mrs. Bezdin, you have to have Yisurim. And that's the point. And he explains, because it's Mechayev, a certain level of Heder. That's the lesson that he says there, and that's what he says. Let's try to understand a little bit. Let's try to understand a little bit where it's coming from, and so on. There's a Toma Devera is a sefer that the Ramak wrote, a very famous sefer. The Ramak was a little bit older than Arizal, and he was the end of the Rishonim Kabbalah, which is a little bit of a different flavor than the Arizal Kabbalah. And he wrote a lot of Sfarim in Kabbalah, and he wrote a sefer Talmud Vora, which is supposed to be a Musa sefer. It was learned in Kalim and other places during this Tkufa. Basically,
Rabbi, yes.
Yes. I'm sorry?
Okay, Friday. This bathroom was beautiful. Getting a lot of...
It was before.
It was before. Just give me a minute again. Okay. If you just muted, if you want to ask the question, unmuted. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to... I'm on a smartphone here that I borrowed from someone, and I'm trying to figure it out. So once... give me a second. I'll try to...
Okay, no problem.
Sorry.
Okay. So, so you have here, so the Talmud Dvar is a sefer that he wrote basically to teach us how to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yud Gimel Midas. Being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yud Gimel Midas are our saving grace, the Yom HaDin, and we're supposed to, if we want to be zochot to them, we should be doing something that's similar. So he wrote this. So he wrote this sefer Talmud Dvara. It was learned in many Musa yeshivas. It was learned kind of as an L thing, and most of it is about different lifnim mishuras hadins hisnagus with Ben Adam Chaver. On the Midat Shi'is, it goes on, the Seder Advarim that he does is, he doesn't go on Hashem Hashem Kel Rachem V'Chanun, he goes on the Mikel Kamoicha in that we say by Tashlich, that's sort of parallel to Yud Gimel Midas. That's the Seder Advarim. So it comes to, one of the Midas is called V'Sashlich B'Mitzulos Yom Kol HaToysom. Kadosh Baruch Hu should throw into the Yam all the Averis. So, so he says the following. It's a pretty long piece. I'm just going to pull out the main point. He says, "Zumida Torah Baruch Hu Shari Yisrael Chotu Misorim Biad Paro V'Shavu B'Tshuva." So Loma Yanish Paro. All the people that did Be'at Kol Yisrael were then punished. Why? That it needs that what Paro and Sancheirev plotted against them needs to befall Paro and Sancheirev. What's this all about? So the Ramak says, "Vatam lan hoga zuhu." It says that the Sir Lazozel carries all the Averis as Gezerah. Upirushai, Shasur Nosa Venus Mamish, it means he literally is the one who carries the Averis into oblivion. Why, we did the Averis and the poor Sir has got to carry his Averis. Elamidokachi, Odom Misvada. When a person is misvada, v'kavanosi bevidui lekavlo of tara, kinyan shama David herakav sin avonai, v'cheinu amareinu meroik brachmecha rabim, eino mispalo l'shiu yisurim kalim, shem bitl teira. We ask that the yisurim be of a lighter nature. V'zeh sha'im avaloi al de yisurim ro'im. So the first thing it says is that when a person does vidui appropriately, a person is mekabel on himself yisurim, because there are various that need yisurim. V'kachi amida miyad sheze misvara v'tfilosai. Samuel comes. Samuel is the Satan, the Kohara. He collects his choiv. Everything falls on Samuel. Vatam, Shakadosh Baruch Hu gozal elomoi, shekol mishasken yizbatel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was gazed on the world that anyone who does this Avera becomes bottle. That's why if a person was zaner with behema, you kill the behema. V'cheina evan shal mitzvahs an eskolim, v'asayef shal mitzvahs ne'rogim, tu'unin kvura, levatel mitzi'usam v'koichan achash negmadinam. That's, so when they take the din, they become, they die out. what exactly are we talking about? And then he says, and then brings the same, that's how he learns the pasuk, the v'sashach bin sosam kol chatoisim, and so on. So let's talk a little bit about what this inyan is. The first point is, midas hadin means that everything in the world is a reality. More than anything else, midas hadin is that things are metzias, not toli b'ratzen. So l'mashal, if I insulted somebody, so, and the person is upset at me, but then I say, you know, I make up for it, and I say it's okay, and this and that, and you know, I'm really mean it, and so the person is meichel, and it never was. Let's say while I was upset at this guy, I broke a table. So no amount of harata is going to bring the table back. And the reason is because, quote-unquote, broken feelings are sort of negotiable. They're a rutzen of a person. So when you were nasty to me, I kind of was upset. I don't want to be upset. I'm not upset. There's no real metzias. I mean, you know, you can talk about psychological, but at the end of the day, tachlis, and there's no real metzias. When you break a table, the table is a metzias. And the table being broken is not simply a sort of consequence, like if I insulted you, you're not gonna be nice to me. It's when I'm, you know, when I broke a table, it is broken. Midas, one of the core distinctions between din and chesed is it a metzias or is it ratzon? The problem with chesed is, and we've spoken about this before, like the Maharal says, "Bama Eida." The problem with Chesed is that there is no Chesed is no there's no assurances. So if I work for somebody, we make up that I will work your fields, and you're going to pay me $100 a day. Until you fire me, every time I work the fields, you have to pay me. It's a metzias. It's in the sense that there's no ifs, ands, and buts. If somebody is donating to an institution, he can donate every week of the year and then decide just not in the mood to donate. And I can't come with him on a tie and say, listen, you've been donating every week. I mean, it's understood that you're going to be donating every week. Something's understood because every time it's a gesture of goodwill. There's nothing about it that's sort of a metzias. So the midah of chesed is a wonderful midah in the fact that it's a sort of yesh me'ayin. But yesh me'ayin has no metzias. And that's why the Briah, Klal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has no metzias, because it's yesh me'ayin. So when you create a world b'chesed, the world has no staying power. The world has no metzias that allows it to continue existing. As soon as you add din to the mixture, and I say, you know what? Instead of my giving you X every week, I will pay you for work or whatever it is. Then it becomes a metzias. So the transition from chesed to din is a very, very important transition in the sense that the world has a metzias. The flip side of it is that it's not possible to have a world that has midas adin in it, where things would just disappear and kilo lehoya. It's true about the toiv and it's true about the ra. Just like if the metzias is that if I mow your lawn every week, you pay me for mowing the lawn. If I don't mow the lawn that week, you don't pay me. In tzedakah and in chesed, you know, I could be nice this week and you gave me money. I could be not so nice next week and you could also decide to give me money. There's nothing within the midah itself that requires a tit for a tat. So midas adin has in itself the most positive aspect, which is kiyum, metzias, it's real, and that carries in itself the concept that consequences are a must. So in the framework of kapara, Midas HaDin must find its place. Meaning, the mark that the consequence of every pu'ula ra must find its place. So, first step is that means that so the distinction between lo sases that have in themselves krisus and misas bezdin to others is this nakuda. Krisus and misas bezdin means that there is a loss. Some loss. In Losa says in Malkus it's not really really nicker because it there's pain involved, but you know we're not toifis the etzem mitzius of heder like the Maral says in the Siva Tshuva that this creates a just like toiv creates a kiyum of the bria. And things that are toiv in the bria means they have a kiyum. There's a certain type of ra which means a lack of kiyum. So just like there's a level of injury that's permanent, chas v'shalom, there's a level of injury that snaps back and a person has a cut and it goes back and it's kilo haya. Other things a person can regenerate. And if he lost a limb, chas v'shalom, whatever it is, that's that. He's stuck with that. Here also, when there is a loss of something, it's got in a level of chorus. Chorus means that there's something that's gone. Now, the quantity, when you're talking about a loss of chiyus, there's an expression the Gemara uses, mali kotla kula mali kotla palga. In other words, some part of life, more of a life, that's already much less. That is very hard to define. It's not a tit for a tat. You're not paying for something. So it's possible that whenever there's some sort of loss, that is the loss that is equivalent to the other one. So he says and therefore there has to be yesurin. For anything, so Yisurin themselves, in some degree, take away a person's chiyus. The fact that when a person has troubles about Yisurin, he's not capable of functioning fully. And the Gemara says one place chayim is not chayim, and depending on the severity of the Yisurin, the person has a much, what's the right word for it? A much more curtailed range of living than if he's able to function after Yisurim. That in itself is Yoitza, is Chiyuv Yisurim. The person needs to be Mekabelit. But like he says over here, the person is Mekabel, when he says Vidu, he's Mekabel a level of Yisurim on himself. Because without that, there's no hakara that this chet has robbed him of some of his mitzias. A chet that reaches that's over the line of karas, misas bezdin, etc. That means that chet is a bit of his mitzias, and it's not unless a person if a person can't see it expressed before, then the person is not being makin chet. And that's why it's a very important chelik of that. It's very, very important chelik of that hakaras achet is that. That's one part. So the first nekuda is midas hadin is mechayev metzias. It's chayev the metzias of heder. It's mechayev the metzias that there has to be a reflection of chet in the bria, and therefore chet at some point. Every chet is some heder, but just like if you take a drop of blood out of a person, doesn't really don't see any hashpa until you take a certain amount out. At a certain point, that heder becomes a kvias, some sort of metzias, and a person of his kapara needs to have that. That's the first part of what he's saying over here. Yes. Heder means...
I mean, like, in a hate, right? A person will kill someone else. How you inherit that in the person who killed the other person? What do you inherit?
When he himself... you mean when he suffers? I'm not quite clear.
Reuven kills Shimon, right?
Right.
So Reuven, so he did a bad hate or whatever. Reuven's right. Have compressed for something. Maybe right. That's easier.
Right.
How do you hear that Karis is somehow momentum is mysterious?
So one of two ways. If we are not active about it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Karis means that the person loses life, children, chasron, whatever it is, however Karis is, my chiyus is nichras befall. So that's an onish for it. It's such a sharp absence of my chiyus that I know it, I feel it. That's when it's in its full blast. The chiddush here is that even if I get it on a lower dose, I get it at the level of Yesurin. If I deher that's what's happening to me, if I understand that the Yesurim is a curtailing of my chias for some period of time, then I'm yitza that curse. In other words, the main thing is I need to feel the boomerang effect. I need to feel the reaction of the action that I did. So if I understand it in some sort of other yisurim that I have, then I was yotze that. Let's give an example. In the perfect world of punishment, I don't know if there's such a thing, but let's take an example. Let's say two boys are fighting it, and one boy hit the other boy really hard. Now, one would hit the boy, you know, it would give him a patch, let's say. So there's one type of, and again, I don't mean to be practical, but just to draw the diagram of it. There's one way where I give him a patch that's equivalent to the patch that he gave the other kid. And the idea is sort of, I need you to feel the consequence. So it's like when you shoot a gun, as it recoils as strongly as it went forward. So here is what it looks like, this patch, when it comes back to you. That's one. But let's say it's a particularly sensitive child. And when I give him a patch, he's extremely, extremely embarrassed. And even with a light patch, the level of embarrassment that he suffers can be understood to be commensurate to the pain that he caused. That would be fair enough. I wouldn't need to do it, because the point is that as long as he's makir what's in that patch, then that's what it's meant to accomplish. There's an old, I forgot, one of these old jokes when I was a kid, a parent meets a teacher the first day and says, you know, my child is an absolutely very sensitive child. If he does anything wrong, all you need to do is simply smack the kid next to him and he'll get the message loud and clear. So you need not bother to hit him, just hit the kid next to him. But I'll upon him, the hitting of the... what I'm trying to do is get the sense of it. If a person walks around and he feels, if he's Hashalom Bal Yisurim, and he feels in the Yisurim HaKadosh Baruch Hu has restricted my life to some degree, because there's some sort of chiyuv like that, then the person is Yotzei, whatever it needs to be. So the first point that he's talking about is HaKaras HaYisurim, and understanding that there's a certain level that requires Yisurim. But we asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu that those Yisurim not be severe, that they be the minimum that I need to be, you know, to recognize what I've done and to feel it. That's one. The second point is a much tougher one, and this is where he speaks about, and at that point, he says the Ra now turns to the person that did it, and he it drowns him or takes him away. After it's taken care of itself, it disintegrates itself. So let's talk a little about this. I think that this is a secondary nekuda in terms of how it works, but he puts it in. Many Rishonim say like that. The Ramban, when he speaks about the Sur Lazazel, they all speak about giving the chelik of Ra to the Satan, and you give him a chelik, give him a bone, and he's had his. That's enough. The point of it is a few things. First of all, Midas Hadin is not a Mida within itself. Midas Hadin has a Tachlis, and when its Tachlis is over, it sort of disintegrates. I can give a mashal. In a person's body, in a person's cells, you have material that stays around all the time, and it needs to be there, and that's his metzias. And then there's material that gets created when you need a certain chemical reaction. You create X, Y, or Z, it does its function, and then disappears. In other words, since Ra lives off Ra, since Midas Hadin lives off Ra, it once the Ra is gone, it goes with it. So, if I can give an example, you have a bacteria that is supposed to eat up garbage, or you know, filth of garbage, oil, whatever it is. So, the advantage of those bacteria, they're ideal if they will eat oil and only oil, so that when the oil is there, it will feed itself on it, and when it's over with, they'll die because they have nothing else to eat, and that's finished. That's over with. The cherev and the skila, all of those are not a metzias. The metzias of toiv is not the cherev that kills, not the sayef and not the stone. It's there with a tachlis to take its chelik, to be goyve its chelik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the world to be meitiv. That's his ratzon kayemis. He put in midas hadin to create a structure where everything is bedin, zaneschem bedin, chalkaschem bedin, and mesim bedin, vasin lechachiasim bedin. Once din has performed its tachlis, has gotten its chelik, so din, by its nature, like we started in the beginning and said, that it means that things are reality, means there has to be a reaction. So no reaction, midas hadin clamors and says, if you want a world bedin, there has to be reaction. But once there's been a reaction, then it's fulfilled its purpose and it drowns with it. It's like the leeches you put in the old days. We used to think that blood was, that bleeding somebody was good for his health. Whatever it is, they put leeches on you, and the leeches become gorged and full of blood. They just fall off, and that's the end of it. Anything, you have viruses that attack bacteria, and you start to use them, so you put them in, and when they finish destroying all bacteria, they die with it, because the metzias was to feed on Ra. In other words, in the big picture, Ra has no kiyum, and the memunim on Ra, starting with the Satan down, all of them are there to exact a price. The exacting a price is what gives it a metzias. You will not be able to do an avera without it causing a consequence. But once the consequence has been realized, it has no more makom anymore, and therefore it disintegrates with it. So, I guess going back to our inyan, it's interesting. The Talmud Dvorah, it tries to apply in a sefer. What he's doing is taking each midah and saying, how can a person do that midah? Like, what can we do practically to emulate it? So on this one, he says, "Gamba midas utzarch li snag adam chaveray, afil she rosha meduka bisurim al yisnaehu, she'acha shenikla arei kachicha, v'yikorev amerudim v'nenoshim v'racham aleim, v'adra b'yitzilim yad oyev." So he says a fascinating insight. If I see somebody who's not a good person, and now this person is suffering, so there's a type of feeling of, you know, good for him. I'm glad, and he deserves it, and I'd like to keep it around like that. That's sort of our feeling of nekama that we have in us that has that type of feeling, but that's not the way we should see it. The Gemara says, "V'nikla chicha she'acha she'nikla reiko chicha," that once he's been humiliated, he's your brother again. It's interesting. Chazal darshan something very similar to this. Chazal darshan about if let's say the person while he's getting malchus, if let's say something undignified happens, he goes to the bathroom, whatever it is. So it says over here. So it says that that's enough. So a person, it takes. It's a tremendous midah. We're not talking about a midah that's very easy to do. But when you have somebody that has done bad, or especially bad to you, if once the person has suffered, then your sense is now let's move forward. The person has felt the problem, he's been through suffering, and it's over with. I by kids, there's a very detailed cheshbon. He hit me 3 times, and I only hit him back twice, and they keep very, very stringent bookkeeping on it. The midah here is that if he's if he's a Rasha, but he's a Meduka B'Yisurim Al Yisna'ehu, to put into the Ach Shnikla Yerichichahu, and to say that once I think this person has gone through something, then to let go of it. That's the term adverse halacha ma'aseh of it. Going back to the maral, the point is, so Yisurim Shel Kapara are very, very, very different mahalach than Yisurim Shel Ava. Yisurim Shel Ava are there as a zichuch of the chayma. A person can't grow as so long as he's very tight as gashmis, and therefore a person moves forward, gets mezuchach, he's able to go to higher darga. Yisurim Shel Kapara have some element of that, because with the assumption that the chayma caused the avera, but there's a deeper, much deeper point in Yisurim Shel Kapara, is the sense, the consequence, that it doesn't pass without leaving some mark. And a person understanding of Midas Hadin is that I will not get away with it scot-free. And therefore, so when a person is misvada, he's mekabel some of Yisurim, his bakasha and his tefillah is, since I'm aware of what it is, and I react and I feel intensely the shame of inherent in those Yisurim, that should be enough. There's no, it's not quantity, you know, two patch for two patch. It's the quality of what shame it has caused me, what awareness has caused me, and then there's it's not only avtocha, but it's in the nature of Ra that Ra destroys itself. It feeds on itself, and then it just simply evaporates because it has no key embeds. Any questions?
In a certain sense, a person has to be mavchin. I mean, it's very hard, right? If you say Yisurin come on him,
yes.
You have to be mavchin. Is it a Yisurin Shel Ava, or is it a giboy or some kind of a mistake or thing that he did along the way?
Right. So listen, yes, I mean, at the end of the day, we treat everything with a little bit of each. There's no way we have a hard time, sometimes.
Because Seichel does the best they can on some level. You have to just make a call, and that's it. Nothing's for sure.
Right. So, but a person, sometimes a person has that gush. You know, I don't know. I feel that I'd wrong. But sometimes a person feels this is a challenge. I'm going to have to work with this as hard as it is, and maybe that's bringing out the best in me. There's very little. we are kind of blind, and we don't have a lot that we can say definitively. So we need to be either go bas hargashas aleiv sometimes, or just be toilet, whatever it is. I have to do the right thing. I have to be makid that I have enough chatoim that this might be in the wake of something, and whatever else it's meant to bring me to a different darga by sort of tearing me away a little bit from chaimer and so on. Okay. So, Maxim Taiva, Gebench the Yar, and I guess the next time we'll meet is after the first Thursday in Cheshvan.
Yes.
Okay. Maxim Taiva. Maxim Taiva, call to bye.